Today we're going to pray for Fontana, one of the four of the most sinful cities in our county out of the 180 surveyed. Today we're going to focus on helping people forgive. We're going to pray for the anger to turn to forgiveness. The bedrock of angry people often stems from offenses. Without forgiving the offender and offense, people commonly start to think on the hurt that they experienced. This can then turn to angry outbursts, malicious backbiting, insults, yelling, shouting, thinking evil of the offender and seething over and replaying the incident that happened to them, which creates that same feeling that they had when it occurred, wishing ill will or vengeance. And lastly, if left continuously unchecked, the potential is there to murder. Jesus said, "You have heard that our ancestors were told, you must not murder. If you commit murder, you are subject to judgment. But I say, if you are even angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you are in danger of the fires of hell." So we have a lot to ask for forgiveness. So let's pray and repent before we pray for others, and also pray for the people behind these crimes of anger and hatred, that they will see their sins through the lens of Jesus, ask for forgiveness, receive mercy, and in turn be able to show mercy to others. Father, we lift up the anger and hatred indicators and those that have committed violent crimes, the sex offenders, the aggravated assault ones, the ones who have bullied, the hate crime and hate groups, people who have killed others with firearms, anyone who has thought of doing mass shootings in Fontana, and anyone who is considering doing any terrorist attack. And we ask, God, for you to oversee this, and that you would, that people would come to know you, that the gospel would be preached with boldness, and we would see transformed lives that would bring reformation to Fontana, that ranks 142 out of 180 most sinful cities overall, and 147 out of 180 for anger and hatred. However, Father, you know that their overall crime grade is a D minus, violent crime is a D plus, property crime is D, and the other crime is F. Sadly, a crime occurs in Fontana every 38 minutes. And the top issues that they deal with are drug crimes at 21%, which is very high, theft at 14%, which is high, vandalism 9%, and vehicle theft 6%. So God, we pray and first and stand before you asking for forgiveness. For any, we forgive right now anyone or any organization that's offended us. Father, we pray that you would search our hearts and see if there's anyone that we need to reconcile with who may have a grudge against us. Father, help us to be merciful as you, God, are merciful to us. Help us to daily forgive, to love our enemies, to pray for them, and for those who hurt us, and not to judge. And now we lift up the crimes in Fontana. We pray that drug crimes decrease, that crime grade improves. We ask those that are selling, marketing, making, and distributing drugs be caught, that the sentences given to them would be harsh enough to cause restraint of future crimes. We ask, God, that you would bring confusion in the camps of gangs and cartel, specifically the South Fontana and Mexican Mafia prison gang La M. We pray they would decrease in size and power. We ask, God, that you would also bring people who are ex-gang members who have come to know Jesus, who would speak into these gangs and show them that there is a way and not the way that they are seeking, that there is a family that they can belong to that will truly be loyal and have their back. And so, Father, we also lift up the Fontana Police Department. We ask, God, that they would be ethical and full of integrity as they state on their webpage. We pray they would be just, wise, that they would be able to capture criminals without being harmed, that you'd give them seeing eyes where the enemy or the criminals are trying to blind them. We pray that they would be able to find things and be able to capture these criminals and their firearms and their drugs. We also ask, God, that the police will be motivated by law and justice and not vengeance. We pray, God, that they would also, for their family lives, that it would be balanced. We know that sometimes getting, when that gets out of balance, it's harder to be as good at your job. So we pray that they would have a balanced life with their family and work. That we pray that there would be more preventive programs in the city of Fontana. There'd be more churches that would be praying for the situations and not complaining, and that they would help out for programs that would reach the sex offenders and prevent them, especially juveniles. We know there are places for that, for actual ones to keep them from getting into juvenile hall and into prison and becoming permanent or long-term criminals. We pray for the bullies, God, that they would be caught right away and be told, have significant consequences that would keep them from doing it in the future. Help others to stand up against them, even the victims. And we pray that that would be educated and talked about even in the schools. We pray, God, that there will be less gangs in Fontana and more of the families of Christ. We pray for the boldness and courage of people to share their faith. We pray, God, that more and more churches will get together and pray in unification about these issues. And as a result, we would see the city of Fontana changed, reformed because of united prayers, and for them to see that you are greater than anything. Nothing is impossible with you, Father God. Nothing is too difficult for you. Your hand is not too short that it cannot save. So we ask you, the God of the impossible, the Lord of heaven's armies, to come and do a work in Fontana so that it will be off the list of the most sinful cities in the U.S. In Jesus' name.